Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the ninth and last topic of Parashat Shmini, the Isur of Achila Shrotzin. Perek Yud Aleph, Posuk Mem Aleph. Ve'chol asher etz asher etz ala oretz, sheket hu lo ye'ochel. Rashi tells us the definition of a sheretz is a low creature with small feet, that when it moves, it doesn't appear as if it's walking, rather creeping and crawling. All the sherets that are sherets that creep and crawl on the land, Rashi will tell us what is this coming to exclude? Sheketsu lo ye'ochel. It's disgusting and may not be eaten. Says Rashi, sheret al ho'oretz. Lehoitzi, this is coming to exclude shrotzim, bugs that did not crawl the ground. For instance, es hayetushim shebachlisin v'shebepulin, es hazizim shebo'adoshim, bugs that grew in the fruits. Klisin means pods. Pulin is beans, adoshim is lentils, or any fruit for that matter. Those are not osur. Sharei lo yisholtzu al ha'oretz, they never crawled the ground. Ela b'seicho oichel, they were created in the fruit, in the food. Avol mishiyotzu la'avir v'sholtzu, harei nesru. If they were created in the food, but they left the food, crawled the ground, and crawled back into the fruit, they are going to be osur. Lo ye ochel, it doesn't say lo soichlu, rather it should not be eaten. L'chayv alamachil ko'ichel, someone who feeds someone else, l'moshul, a koton, he will also be chayev, similar to the drosha Rashi made above by the oifois. There also it says lo ye ochelu, to be mechayev and feeding a koton. Vein koru sheretz, what is the definition of a sheretz? Elodovo nomuch, a low creature, k'tzar aglaim, with short feet, sheine nire elo keroichesh venod. It doesn't appear that as if it's walking, rather it looks like it's creeping and crawling. Posug membe, zekoy lo leich al gochoin vechoy lo leich al arba, ad kol marbe raglaim lechol asheretz, asheretz al oretz, lo yisoichelum ki sheketz heim. Anything that moves on its stomach, it's a snake. Anything that goes on four, Rashi says, this is referring to an akrov, a scorpion. And kol marbe raglaim, a bug with many feet, what we call a centipede. Lechol asheretz, asheretz al oretz. Any creepy, crawly thing that crawls on the ground, lo yisoichelum ki sheketzim. Do not eat them because they are disgusting. Says Rashi, oylech al gochin zen nochosh, veloshen gichiyo, shoylech shach, v'nuvil al meyov, it goes lowly and it's on its stomach. Kol hoylech, the kol, what does that be, marabe? Lo v'yashil shulin, v'es adoyme ladoyme, similar things to a snake, that have no feet, rather they crawl on their stomach. Hoylech al arba, ze akrov, a scorpion, what is kol? Lo v'yes achipushis, v'es adoyme ladoyme. In modern Hebrew, the word chipushi means a ladybug, but I don't know if that's what Rashi is referring to or what else it's referring to. Marbe raglaim zen nadol, a centipede. Sheret sheyesh lo raglaim, had his feet meiroishoy ve'ad znovoy lekan o lekan, from its head until its tail on both sides. The koirinoy in Old French also sounds like the word centipede. Posuk mem gimel al deshaktu et nafshoy zeichem bechol asheret asheretz. Don't disgust your nefesh, don't disgust your neshama by eating these shrotzim. Don't be metame, not referring to the tumas mago. We're talking about eating over here. Don't be metame your neshama by eating them. And then, venitmeisem bom. If your neshama will become tame down here through eating them, it will stay tame up there when you get to shamayim. Although it says v'nitmeisem without an aleph, as if it said it with an aleph. Says Rashi al teshaktu ba'achiloson. We're talking about eating them. Shariksiv nafshei seichem. Vein shikutz nefesh b'mago. The nefesh does not become disgusting by becoming tummy by touching it. Rather, we're talking about the disgusting of eating it. V'chein lo yisitamu, also ba'achiloson through eating it. V'nitmeisem bom imatem mitamim bohem ba'oretz. Down here in this world, avani metame eschem boi lemabo, ovi yeshiva shal malo. Posuk mem dale, deki ani adoinoi, Eloi heichem, vihis kadishtem, vihisem kadoishim ki kadoish oni, loi setamu ez nafsho, iseichem bechol asheretz, oroi meis ala oretz. Because I am Hashem, your God, and therefore I'm commanding you. V'his kadishtem. Be mekadish yourself down here. V'hisem kadoshim. And then I will be mekadish you up there. Ki kodosh only, I'm asking you to be kodosh because I am a kodosh. V'loy setamu et nafshoi seichem, don't be metamu yon eshomois. By eating the sheretz, ho-roimeis ala oretz. The word roimeis is similar to sheretz that crawl the ground. Says Rashi, ki ani Hashem aloi keichem, keshem shani kodosh, just as I am holy. Shani Hashem aloi keichem, kach viz kadishtem, I'm asking you, kachu atzvachem, Lamato, down here. And then, v'hisem kadoshim lefonai. Shani akadosh eschem lemalo, uvoi lemabo. I will mekadosh you up there and in olam habo. V'lo yisetameu. So many times the Torah says, don't eat, don't be metame. I got the point. What's the point of repeating it again and again? Says Rashi, lavoi aleim belavim halbe. Even if a person eats one sheretz, he's over many lavin. V'chol lav malkos. Every time it says the word loy in the Torah, even though it's repetitious on the same bug, nevertheless, it's another set of malkos. V'zehu sh'omru b'talmud. The Gemara says, ochal putisa, which is a fish bug, loy ke'alba, you get four sets of malkos. Nemola, an ant, loy ke'chomesh, tzira, a wasp, loy ke'shesh. And the Gemara learns it out from every time the Torah repeats the lav. Posuk memhei ki ani Adonai hama'ale eschem mi'eret mitzrayim lihiyos lochem le'elohim v'hisem kedushim ki kodosh oni. Rashi has two ways to learn the following posuk. Either it's a general posuk regarding keeping all the mitzvahs. I took you out of Mitzrayim in order to be your God, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs. And therefore you must be holy because I am holy. Or it's referring specifically to the Isra of Achilas Shrotzim that they were in the middle of. And that's why I use a unique lotion of Hama'ale. Usually it says, Hoitzesi Eschem Mitzrayim. Over here it's Hama'ale. Ma'ale means he elevated us. He brought us to a whole different level. We are not the Goyim. Says Hashem, why did I elevate you and told you not to... I elevated you by telling you not to eat Shrotzim. Don't act like the Goyim. I want you to be holy by not eating shrotzim, because I am holy. Says Rashi, ki ani Hashem hama'ale eschem. Pshat number one, al menashe tekablu mitzvoisai he'eleisi eschem. A general statement. All the mitzvois. Davor acher, ki ani Hashem hama'ale eschem. Mekulon ksivo yitzeisi. Usually it says, I took you out of. V'kan ksiv hama'ale, I elevated you. Tonadei Rabbi Shmuel, ilmol eloi he'eleisi, es Yisrael mimitzrayim. I elevated you. Elo b'shvil she'ein mitamin b'shrotzim. Keshar umois. They shouldn't be mitamin themselves with bugs like the other nations. Dayom. That's enough. Umal yusohi gabayu. It's an elevation. Zeu loshen ma'ale. Pozug memvo vezoi shtiras habehimo v'hooi v'chol nefesh hachayo hori meses b'moyim ulochol nefesh hashiretzes halo oretz. These are the halachos of what are the animals that we're allowed to eat, and what are the birds that we are not allowed to eat. And all living creatures that live in the water, when what are we allowed to eat and what not? Ulochol nefesh hashiretzes ala oretz, all living creatures that crawl the earth. Lehavdil beina tomei uveina tohoir, uveina chayo anecheles, uveina chayo asher lo yisei ocheil. And you should know to differentiate between a non-kosher animal and a kosher animal. Namely, don't just read these psukim. Get out a picture book, go to a zoo, and go check it out. Go see exactly what are the kosher animals and not kosher animals, kosher birds, not kosher birds, kosher fish, not kosher fish. But what animals can be eaten, what animals cannot be eaten. L'chayra posuk mem zayin is repeating what we learned at posuk mem vov. Isn't that included in Zoyz Toiratza Beheima Vehoif? V'chol nefesh achaya v'meses v'moim? Says Rashi, Le'havdil loy bilvad hashoine. It's not enough to learn then. Rather, elashti yodeya umakiru bokibayin. You have to know and recognize and be proficient in them. There's only one way to do it. To get either a picture book or to go to a zoo. Ubeina tomei ubeina tohir. Frek Rashi, tzoch loymar bin chamoy leporo. It's no big deal to differentiate between a donkey and a cow. What has two simonim and what doesn't have two simonim. Rather, Rabbein Atomei, Rabbein Atoir is coming to tell you something else. Elo bein tmei olecho, utoir olecho. Namely, bein nishchat chetzio shel kone le nishchat ruboi. The halacha is in hilchos shechita of an animal. You have to check roiv of both simonim. The kone, the windpipe, and the veshet, the food pipe. Bein atomei ubein atoir. If you shechted 50%, it's going to be tomei. You can't eat it. And if you shechted 51%, now it's toil. Learn how to differentiate, even a hairline difference between a tom and a toil, whether you shechted roiv both simonim or not. Once again, Rashi asks, tzoch loimal bin tzvi la'aroid, to differentiate between a deer, which is kosher, and a aroid, which is a wild donkey, which is not kosher. That's mefurish. If it has two simonim, it's kosher. If not, not. What is it coming to tell me? Hello here also. Bella bein shenildu bo simone treifo ksheiro, lenildu bo simone treifo psulo. To learn hilchis treifois. And no, not all treifois will make the animal osir. Some treifois are ksheirim, and it's mutter to eat, and some treifois make the animal unedible. That's what necheles and lois yochel is referring to. Both these last two issues that Rashi brought up, of how much you have to shecht, and what is a treifa, were not discussed at all in our parsha. Not hilchos shechita, and not hilchos treifos. Our parsha is talking about the animals, and the fish, and the birds that you're allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to eat. But because of the repetition of Posek Mem Zayin, the Chazal or Marbe, these two halachos, to differentiate the hairline difference between chetzioi and ruboi shel kone, and between what treifos are mutter and what treifos are osur. Adkan, the ninth and last topic of Parsha Shmini, the Isur of Achilas Shrotzim. Let us once again chazer the nine topics in Parsha Shmini. Topic number one, Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. The eighth day of the Shivas Yom Miluim, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Yom HaKomas HaMishkon, the inauguration of the Mishkon. The date, an event that was mentioned three times in the Torah, at the end of Parshas Pekudei, in Parshas Shmini, and again in Parshas Nosoi. Topic number two, Misas Nodav Anaviu, Shnei Bnei Aharon. Topic number three, Yain V'Sheichor Al Teisht. Topic number four, when Moshe tells Aharon, Elozov Eisomo, that today is an exception, and although Oinanim generally may not eat Kodshim, today you must eat the Kodshim. Topic number five, Zoysa Chaya Shal Toichlu, what animals are mutter for us to eat? Topic number six, Zet Toichlu Mekoyla Shal Bamoim, what sea creatures can we eat? Fish that have a snap of a kaskesis. Topic number seven, Ves Eilet Eshaktuin Oif, what are the birds that we may not eat? Topic number eight, from Perek Yud Aleph Posuk Chov Dalet through Posuk Mem, Ule Eilati Tamo, Hilchois Tumas Nevelo and Tumas Moina Shotzim. And finally, the ninth and last topic, starting in Posuk Mem Aleph, till the end of the parasha, the Isur of Achilas Shrotzim. I hope you enjoyed these recordings. Looking forward to hearing your ha'orois, corrections, and questions and answers at phone number 052-768-0702. Yours truly, Shalom Menachem Morgenlanter, Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. Good Shabbos.